on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 8 past 10, racing today at Muswellbrook. Dwayne Dowell is there. He's the man on the course who's going to tell us what's happening. How are you, Dwayne? Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too, Sean.
Now, what sort of a day have you got in Muswellbrook today?
Fine day today, Sean. Maximum of 30 degrees, which is a fair bit cooler than what we've been experiencing the last couple of weeks, where most days have been up into the high 30s and even in the 40s. So a little bit of relief, but still pretty warm. Our track's a good four. We've been irrigating quite heavily over the last couple of weeks just to keep it nice and healthy. And the rail's out 3 metres from the 1,000 to the 300 metres, and the cutaway applies. So, look, we haven't raced since the 30th of November, Sean. We did some track renovations, and the track looks a treat, and hopefully just continues to improve now as we head towards Cup Carnival in March.
Terrific. All right, so all in all, great day lined up there today. And as you said, you haven't been on since November, so it should be good grass cover.
Yeah, absolutely. We were pretty lucky. Once we'd done the renovations in early December, we got some good rainfall. I think it was something like 60 or 70 mils about a week after that. It's been a bit dry the last couple of weeks. Missed a storm yesterday that got one part of Muswellbrook, but missed us. Would have been a nice 5 mil, would have been accepted. But look, we've kept the irrigation up to it. It's nice pad of grass there, so onwards and upwards.
All right, good on you. Dwayne, talk to you soon. Gary Howley's going to find all the winners for us. Thanks, Dwayne. Dwayne Dowell there. And at 9 past 10, Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
Sounds all good today? Yeah. Well, it sounds good today, Dwayne said. The track's had the renovation done, so it should be in terrific order.
The track looks enormous. Yeah, it does. Big fields, tough races, very tough races, but very, very strong meet.
Righto, the first three-year-old maiden, one Hyper is 550, two Moon Panther 950, three Well Decorated 81, four Beaufort Park 350, five Charlotte's Heart 420, six out, seven Testa Burrito 850, eight Amina 81, number nine Chanel 81, 10 Song of Luck 23, 11 Stratum Dancer 81, 12 out, 13 Wow Wow Kapow 17, 14 Cosmic Deluxe is 21, 15 Shima 6, 16 Chicken Charge 151, 17, 18 out, favourite 350, four Beaufort Park.
I like number five, Charlotte's Heart. Only had the one run second at Newcastle 3 days before Christmas, behind a horse of Chris Lee's Time and Again, who will be hard to beat at Gosford tomorrow. This horse only got beat half a length. The run was an absolute ripper. Slow out, had one to hang mid-race, and ran on really good, and it was found after the race that it had been galloped on during the race. Gee, she went good. Show her heart, filly. I expect her to be very hard to beat despite the wide barrier. Number four, Beaufort Park, the favourite for Gerald. Should have finished a lot closer the other day at Goulburn when it got beat 2 lengths. Should have nearly won. Was slow out, back second last, held up in the straight. Only got clear late and hit the line hard. He sent it here today. Got a nice barrier. It'll be very hard to beat. Number 15, Schema for Paul Perry. Not without a chance. See Paul buying at the Magic Millions yesterday. Now, this horse run fifth behind Classic Jade at Newcastle recently. Got beat about 3.7 on the lay-in and got hampered in the straight. Thought the run was good enough for a Muswellbrook maiden. And number 8, Armina. Trialled okay, come out slow, and then it went fast. Along the rail to lead in the trial, then got a bit tied. 5-4, 15-8.
Okay, race 2, 1 Peyton Place, 750, 2 Healing Hands, 230, 3 Heredero is 440, number 4 Eagle Works, 16, 5 Sid's Footprints, 5, 6 Patch Nipper, 750, 7 Ivory Jane, 16, 8 Adele's Joy, 51, 9 Bonnie Forever, 81, 10 Starrick, 151, 230 favourite, number 2 Healing Hands.
My best bet of the day, Healing Hands. I'm Invincible, 3-year-old or 4-year-old, trained by Gaynor Williams out of Dubbo's, only had the one run. And by GD, I think it didn't hit the line. It bolted in out there on the 10th of December. Its last 200 metres, it went like a rocket. So that was only just over 1,000. Today, it's 1,280. It'll like that even more. Greg Ryan rides again. Be very, very hard to beat. It's my bet of the day, number 2, Healing Hands. Number 3, Heredero was second pick for Chris Lees. Placed its last couple at Coffs Harbour and Tom Curry. Number 1, Peyton Place, another one of Chris's. Hit the line okay the other day at Armidale. 3 wide, no cover during the run, had a tough run. And number 5, best of the others, Sid's Footprints. It won well on the bill. Numbers 2, 3, 1, and 6.
All right, we go to the third now. One is out. Number 2, I Am Awesome, 290. 3, Kiara Rose, 750. 4, Anna Nakoni, 550. 5, AM 14. 6, Dynamic Dynasty, 440. 7, Willie Armadine, 50. 8, Mashani Astana, 10. 9, St. Luke, 750. 10 out. Favourite 2, I Am Awesome, $2.90.
She's the best horse in the race. She's got a huge weight. Even after the claim, she's got 61.5. And she's unbeaten at Muswellbrook. She's won 2 out of 2 here. You can lead on her, or you can sit back on her. The other day at Newcastle, that was a messy race when she got beat 2.9. And she wanted to lay in a bit in the straight. If she had a lead, she may have won that race. Number 6, Second Dynamic Dynasty, going very well. A couple of good placings lately. 3, Kiara Rose, first up. Thought its trial was okay at Hawkesbury, even though it got beat about 4 lengths. And Iona Nakoni. I had them the wrong way around. 2, 6, 4, and 3, actually. Iona Nakoni. It's been out of form lately, but is much, much better than it's been showing and can improve here. And the numbers are 2, 6, 4, and 3.
All right, the fourth one, the Haitian Poet, 215. Number 2, Labrusco, 12. 3, Cinecrib is 750. Number 4, Gifted Dream, 51. 5, Our Anna Maria, 51. Number 6, Spanish Missile, 26. 7, Reason for Treason, 18. 8, Timid, 440. 9, Bengala Bay, 8. 10, Eurofly, 21. 11, Kirajani, 23. 12 out. 13, Stellarad, 61. 14, Time and Rase, 151. 15, Mana Toto, 81. 16, 17 out. Now, 2.15 favourite, won the Haitian Poet.
Should be a class above this. The horse has been trained all its career by John Michael and Wayne Hawks. Same owners, but it goes to Jeremy Gass, now at Scone. Jeremy, a former Adelaide trainer who trained successfully in England. This horse has had 5 starts for 4 placings. And all of them placings are on the provincials. Gosford, Hawkesbury, Kembla, Newcastle. And Barrier 1, Chad Lever, looks an absolute special. Number 8, Second Timid, first up today. Timid, trained by Johnny Ramsey, ran 4th at Wyong on the 26th of August, only beaten a couple of lengths. I Come Along in a pretty strong maiden. It's got definitely a place chance. 7, Reason for Treason, trialled okay for Kevin Miller. And number 10, Euro Flyer. I thought it trialled nice for Mark Collins. It's double figures. 1, 8, 7, and 10.
Righto, race 5, 1, Don't Tease Me, 18. 2, Hamoon Boy is 61. 3, Starcross, 310. 4, Phuket, 390. 5, Salerno, 26. 6, Still Undaunted, 750. 7, Mr. Grumpy, 10. And 8, The Lion, 270. Favourite, the one down the bottom, number 8, The Lion, 270.
Gee, this is a good feel. This is a crackerjack country open. There might only be 8 runners, but there's some flyers there. Look, I'm giving Starcross another chance. First up at Canterbury, Huey Bowman rode him at the night meeting, November 30, and Huey gave him every possible hope. Third the fence, he was favourite, got into the clear, into the straight. He tried his heart out and run second to Samadout, beaten 1.25. Come to Scone the other day, and on face value, he looked disappointing. But the vet reported that he pulled up lame. There. So today, he should be fit. He's in a good stable with Phil Atkins at Maitland. Phil rides him work himself. He'll know how he's going, and he'll be very hard to beat. He's a smart horse. Number 8, The Lion. If they had got that storm last night, I might have tipped The Lion, because today he won at Randwick. It was a soft track. He loves a wet track. But also, he did run third the other day in Inverell in the shorts on a good 4, and the run was a beauty. Come from back and hit the line well. As I said, he won a race at Randwick, a highway in October. He'll get back, but he'll be very strong late, as long as the 1,000's not just a bit too short for him. Number 4, Phuket, was brilliant, winning 2 starts back at Scone. Since went to town, I think it was, and didn't go as well at Warwick Farm. But back here today at Muswellbrook, hard to beat. And number 7, Mr. Grumpy. 3, 8, 4, and 7.
All right, race 6, 1 out. Now, 2, Buddy Honest is $5. 3's out. 4, Kookaburra, $4.40. 4, Miss Gigi, $11. 5, Lewinsky, $23. 6, Snitzer Girl, $5. Seventh Sense Girl, is $5. Number 8, Enjoyable, $7.50. 9, Fear Avanti, $15. 10, Dynamite Dan, $9. 11, The Wild Wild West, $31. 12, Key Factor, $4.80. Favourite, $4.40. Number 4, Kookaburra.
I like Schnitzer Girl here. One well at Bathurst, two runs back, and then run third at Mudgee. Rick Worthington's got it. Bucko riding. Good barrier. Now, it hasn't raced since September, that run at Mudgee. And it did run second to a smart horse, no doubt, Arthur at Goulburn back in August, although it was beaten a few lengths. I think this is a nice race for it. When Rick travels them up this way, Cessnock and Musselbrook normally has a lot of success. Kookaburra for Gainer William. I was on it the other day. I thought it was disappointing at Scone. Outside the leaders of the turn, ended up, only got beat a length and half, but it only run fifth at every hope. Got a tricky draw, but maybe it'll go better. Number 12, Key Factor. Gainer's got it as well. Got two in the race. Key Factor won well at Albury back in November, and then it run third at Dubbo on December 21 and went okay because it had no cover during the run. Number 2, Buddy Honest, best of the others. 7, 4, 12 and 2.
All right, race 7. 1, Fame Shines, $8. 2, Maboob is $17. Number 3, Hacksaw Ridge, $4.60. 4, Rattler, $23. 5, Torrio's Delight, $15. 6, El Sonic, $3.30. 7, Manabar, $4.80. 8, Thornbro, $9. Number 9, See Me Out, $8.50. 10's out. 11's Roy is $61. And 12, Marfaz is $41. Favourite here, $3.30. Number 6, El Sonic.
I like El Sonic. Pretty keen on it. Our old mate Richard Friedman trains it.
Yep.
And a number of the Breen family are in the, or a couple of them, are the ownership. And, of course, Neil Breen, the principal owner there, is a Channel 9 reporter.
Mm.
Loves his racing. He's been on Sky. Terrific bloke. I think it'll win. It was very impressive winning first up at Bathurst the other day. It bolted it. And could have won easier too. Matthew Carl wrote it out there. Josh Adams is on it today. The barrier's okay. I'm keen on it. 3, Hacksaw Ridge for Gerald Ryan. Got a chance at a nice trial. You know what a trial behind? Glenn Hall, an Egyptian symbol. Got the 2.25. Been talking about a benchmark 58 at Musselbrook. It's a big danger. Number 8, Thornbro. Likes the track. Gets back and runs on. Good price. Number 7, Manabar. Only won a low prize money non-tabba recently, but is better than that. 6, 3, 8, 7.
All right, now we go to the next event, which is race 8. 1, Dorigo, 41. 2, Magic Names, 7.50. 3 and 4 out. 5, Streetcar to Stars, $1.65. 6, MN Dancer, 23. 7, Laranta, 101. 8, Ticket to Riches, 17. 9, Jono's Comet, 26. 10, True Finesse, 13. Edemina Alcano was $11. Number 12, Saganaki, 18. 13, Alferoz, 8. 14, Gisela, 34. 15 is Torment, 101. 16, Chorus Queen, 101. 17, 18 out. Shorty here with a story behind it, too, is the 5 Streetcar to the Stars.
Yeah, good. I know the story behind it. He's never raced for 4 years. Lloyd Williams owned him. He was trained in England
by John Ox.
One of the leading trainers. And he never raced for 4 years, and he came out here, and Lloyd and his team had him in Melbourne, William Howie. He won a couple of good races, and then Paul Perry bought him at a sale. Look, I'm having a throw at the stumps here at double figures. Number 11, Elcano, and High Chaparral, 3-year-old from the Chris Lee stable, 2 placings lately over the mile at Scone. He's got a mile back both times and made up 100 yards. He wants 1750 bad. Whether he can beat the favourite, I don't know, but I reckon he's worth a shot each way at $11, number 11, Elcano. Number 5, Streetcar to Stars, I've told you all about him. He got up on the bit a bit in his recent trial, but he is short, but like, what is he? He won one and he's run about 3 places. He's only had 7 runs.
Yeah, and he's raced over a mile and a half over there.
Yeah, but Sean, one of them, I think there was 3 or 4 runners in one or two of them. I mean, they don't have big fields enough, and they're hard to line up. Anyway, I'd rather...
He wasn't getting beaten much, though, Gary. He didn't get beaten. Not only small fields, he only beat a length and a half, 2 lengths in them.
Yeah, but do you know the strength of them?
Well, a couple were listed. One was a listed race.
Yeah, one was a group race.
Another one a group 3. Two group 3s. Yeah, he only got beaten a length and a half when he ran 4th or 5 in this Ledger trial.
Yeah, but then he had 4 years off.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's had a little break. He had a let-up.
He had a let-up, all right. Anyway, mate, I'm not knocking him because he might come out and bolt him. But yeah. I just thought at the price, I'd rather have something each way or the other one. 11 El Carne to beat 5 Street Car, the Stars, 12 Saganaki, and 13 Al Feroz. I reckon if you put those four in your first four or trifectas, you'll go very close. And two of them are a double figure. 11, 5, 12, and 13.
It's funny when you look at his form, you look and you see 203, you tend to think days and then go, hang on, that's weeks. it's actually 4 years. Yeah, he did have the 4 years off, but I suppose Paul Perry, they've taken on quite. Yeah.
He did tendons in different places.
Yeah. Well, he's obviously got a
race two, ability. Number two, Healing Hands, Dana Williams and Greg Ryan. The race five's a Cracker Jack, the open sprint, and the quaddies. Well, the last one's odds on. Yeah, you'd want to be only... I'm not having only a few in the quaddie because I'm hoping for a roughie or two in them.
Mm.
But if the four favourites get home in the quaddie, you're not going to get much.
You're flat out buying a pie. But I love stories like that with Street Car to Stars and the Paul Perry and the owners. Good luck with him today. I love it when people, you know, make the effort and take the time. They have a crack with a horse like that. Yeah, so let's hope all goes well.
Paul was at a sale.
Mm.
And so what I read, and someone said to Paul, you should buy this horse. So Paul did. And that's what happened. But he wouldn't have been a very dear horse having 4 years off and then after having a couple of more runs.
No, you wouldn't have thought so.
You know, you never know. I think you're going to put your own on this.
No, I just love these two. I'm just trying to see what he bought, if I can track down what he made at the sale.
Yeah, I don't know what sale it was. Probably in Victoria, but...
It might have been online, one of those somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, anyway, all right. No, as I said, good luck to him.
Sales, and let's hope all goes well.
Yeah, have you
51 million?
A couple of $1 million ones too.
Yeah, my old mates, Arthur Mitchell, Harry. They sold one for $1 million and another one, I think, for about 900.
Mm.
I am invincible.
Yep, they go all right. And they bring good money.
Harry said to me one day, the luckiest day of our lives when we got him.
Yeah, too right.
No doubt about that. Yeah. Righto, mate, I'll get going and get up to the brook. And it's nice and overcast at the moment, no hot sun. It's supposed to get to about 30 or so, but a lot better than it's been at places like Tamworth, Wyong and Cessnock.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing the late mail throughout the day.
Yep, and I'm really looking forward to that last race to see what eventuates.
Yeah, that'll be fascinating today. So good luck to him with the horse Street Car to Stars. All right, Gaz, talk to you later on.
Righto, mate. Tomorrow. Gosford tomorrow.
Yep.
See ya.
Gary Harley, 26 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.